Blog Talk Radio.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We are right on schedule in the fact that we'll just stop our music and we'll go into Psyche's Gone Wild live today. We are in process of having a lot, as you guys can tell, of crazy wild energy. So hang on, listen to the phones, loving the energy. I'm going to be giving our guest hostess a call here. She was here with us. It's Blog Talk Radio and Skype that's giving us a little bit of hassle today. So I want you guys all to bear with me as we go into one more time with feeling the great fun that we have here. Going into the other part that we're having, we're also going to be adding and we're looking at some really good work of the guides and the work that we've been putting in together, and that's what we do so well here. So as we're continually working with Blog Talk, we have had quite a bit of situation. Hello, Janine.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi, Janine. This is Psyche Jethro live on Psyche's Gone Wild. We've got Skype to let us work.
Fantastic.
We're so excited. I want to thank you for we announced over there that Kathy Bray was the first contestant and won the reading, and we've had so many people asking us here with you, Janine. We want to welcome you aboard, and we're going to go through exactly what the crystal key healing is. We've had a lot of emails and response, and we're sending people to your site. That I just want to start out and thank you. I know that this is probably a little better in London talking to us this time of the day, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. We welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro, and we'll just start back with what we've done. We'll kind of introduce everyone. Everyone who knows that, you know, Janine Reagan Sinclair is the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation. She's also a specialist author, clinical hypnotherapist. She's the inventor of the Crystal Key Healing System. She uses the diamond energy to cleanse the body, mind, and soul. She's also done this revolutionary new treatment that cleanses this work and calls her system the 21-Day Mind Detox. Talks. And that's where it got really intense and exciting. We only had an hour show. We've had a lot of new respondents picking up, and we've got a lot of positive here. I'm going to read a few emails to Janine so she gets to keep up. You know, you guys know she's in London, and I'm here in Tampa, Florida. So we thank you, Skype, for letting us do this. I wish we got on time, but Skype sometimes has its own way. So looking at the energy, Janine, we have a couple of questions here. One of the questions we have is, the person really is excited about the treatment, and they had listened to us the other night and know that they have depression and have worked with people on it. They're really excited about working with you and know that they've read your website, and we will say that to you guys that are listening on the show. Just kind of follow along today with what we've got, but we'll go into it. Janine, as they want to know how quick can they start really feeling results from the detox treatment, and what would you suggest if they are suffering from severe depression they should first do?
Okay. With depression, sometimes it can be a small entity, which, as you know, Jethro, is an energy mass in the crown on the top of the head or around the brain area. And energy mass is blocking the main channel that go down the front of the spine. Quite often there are literally dark clouds just above the top of people's head. And it's a saying in the UK, I'm not sure they say it in the States, but you hear people say, I feel like I've got a dark cloud hanging over me. And a clairvoyant will see the dark cloud in their aura just above their head, usually in the mental layer of the aura. So with regards to how quickly they would feel an effect of the treatment, it's instant. You know, if somebody has a session with me, they actually go out of the room feeling better straight away. Regarding if there is something like that in there, it can be taken out immediately. So these things are really common, and that's why I made the documentary, The 21-Day Mind Detox, talking about entities. And we had a doctor on there, Dr. Samantha Lawton, is quite well known. She made a movie over here, and she's an author as well. So it does make a difference very quickly. Depression, chronic fatigue is another area as well where these energy masses to seep into the body, and they kind of engulf a layer of the aura, either just underneath the physical layer or just outside of it, which pollutes the energy, the life force energy, as it's coming into the body. So the initial treatment would be to clear the energy mass. If there is deep-rooted anxiety problems in the mind linking back to maybe something from the past, that would be treated as well. So there would be guided visualizations and journeying back. I regress people to the cause of the problem, and then set that up to slow release over a 21-day period. So depression is, in my experience, linked a lot to the energy, but it can also be chemical imbalances as well. So some people, you know, still need to take their meds if they're being subscribed medication by their doctor. So I would never say to people, don't stop taking your meds, because, you know, that's just crazy to do that anyway, because chemical imbalances do need treated on a physical level. So yeah, I get quick results basically. The initial session is 2 hours, and then the detox is remote healing for the following 21 days while they're asleep in bed at night.
Very phenomenal. And those of you who are calling in, we've got a lot of you guys. Please just stay relaxed. We know the phones are crazy. We love you. We're here. This is Psychic Jethro, and today is Janine Reagan Sinclair, the phenomenal healer and founder of the Crystal Key Healing. Those of you who also looked last when we talked, one of the treatment and clients is Meg Matthews, the interior designer. Those of you know of the celebrity Meg Matthews, the designer. And I love it because Meg says, she says, you've created something in the world that has been waiting for hundreds of years. She says that Janine is her personal guru, and in relation to it, loves the fact of what it's done for her and her addictions. So those of you who are keeping track, Janine's out taking names and kicking butt here. I mean, we'll say it. You know, it's just what you do, Janine. And Janine did tell us, you know, we did get a little bit of a find-out tidbit on Psychic's Gone Wild. Janine is a born-with-a-gift psychic who, like she was telling us on the first show with her father and things happening, it sounds like to me, Janine, that you're not only a light worker, but you're very committed to what this does. I mean, you've just been, you know, we had such a good response that we all are letting everybody know that Janine's here now on Mondays at 3 p.m. with me. We're going to do these shows. And I laughed. Some of the ones said that they think it's the energy is what hit Skype. They think that we're clearing the airwaves, probably through, you know, what we're doing. But we love everybody. Welcome to the show. And 818, you are our lucky winner today to get to talk with us. We're getting people through. How are you, 818?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Great.
Hi.
Hi. I was hoping to get a reading.
All right. And your first name is?
Lorena.
Okay. Lorena, you have both of us here. Now, you've got a healer and you've got a psychic, and so you're going to get both. Aren't you happy you called in? You lucky little devil, you.
I just kind of was hoping, though. I don't know. I was just hoping to see if I have any spirits around me.
Oh, okay. No, I helped you clarify. I got to tease you guys. I had people call for general readings, and on A1R Psychic Radio, they now are making them specify before they get in with me, because we do get intense. Lorena, what I want to get with you, I do feel you don't only have channeling around you. You have other energies that are working with you. And there was a reason you called in today. Please be relaxed, because we are real in serious, and I'm going to have, you know, Janine talk with you too. You get the best of both here. You've got a lot of energy not only happening for energy around, but the guys are showing me that they want you to open up some of your energy. That's why you called in today with Janine. Janine's got the, you know, she's working with like the Herkimer diamond. She works with diamonds. She works with energy to help heal all three of you, you know, your whole energy. And why they said, the guys are telling me, is that you spiritually are able to do some kind of medium work. I feel that you've got energy coming in and speaking to you from the other side, but the guys want you to open the rest of your light in so that you can do this stronger.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing a Native American guide around you as well, and the message I'm getting for you is to look into some kind of, he's waving a big feather as well, like an eagle feather, for you to look into maybe some kind of shamanic type of work. Have you ever considered, you know, going on a shamanic course or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
It's Well, this is what I'm being asked to share with you, that you've done this before in a past life, and you would take to it very quickly. Shamanic journeying and looking into that side of things would be good for you. Maybe go and get a book or connect with the animal medicines, working with the shamanic animals to start off with. You only need to call I call upon the energy of the eagle three times, and that spirit will come and work with you. So it's not difficult to do, even if you just wanted to work with shamanic animals. Maybe that, you know, maybe that area would appeal to you.
Very good there. That is very good. And yes, I hope we're helping you. And we answered your question. Please stay tuned and follow us and make sure you put in on psychesgonewild.com, you know, that you've stopped by. We're going to be giving presents out on Friday. And thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We are really going through the wildest energy on the phones. We love all you guys on the phone. We're having this crazy energy. We got backup now. We've got a few of our other psychics on helping us raise the energy and keep this lines clear. 832, you have spun the phones. I think you need to talk to us. How are you, 832?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Yay, rockin', Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I was calling for a reading from you guys.
Excellent.
Okay, so what area would you like some information about?
My career, please.
Okay. And what are you actually doing at the moment?
I'm what's called a nurse liaison. I'm in a marketing type of a position.
Yeah, and you're not happy with that, obviously.
Well, not exactly. Yeah, parts of the job I'm happy with, and then, you know, other parts wear on me.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Jethro, but I'm seeing children's books here or something to do with children and artwork around you. Is that anything you've ever considered looking into?
No, but it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it looks like fun. I'm seeing colourful images in books and books for very young children, kind of, you know, 2 to 7 year olds with nice bright pictures, big words in the books. You know the type of books that you get for small children that are like cardboard, they're quite thick.
Yes.
That type of thing. That's what I'm being shown here. So maybe, you know, that's something for you to be looking into. It's something you could start off part time and get some ideas together and start doing some sketches and simple stories for children to do with helping them to heal themselves and think about colours and how colours are, you know, good for them and that type of thing. So they it's definitely light work. It's definitely to do with healing and bringing that to the children.
Okay.
Very good. I love that. And I can feel with you in exactly what you, we're right on sync and the other energies that are telling me with this. Janine is giving you a lot of the energy. Melissa, I also feel that you were a little bit holding back on some things that the guides are telling me that you're going to do, but you're holding on a little bit on it. You're not wanting to let go of some of the past a little bit. There's something you're still kind of looking at wanting to do here this month.
Hmm.
It's showing me that.
I'm not real sure.
Okay. Well, what I'll look at and what they're showing me, and I'll tell you what I'm getting, and this may be help with it, is it looks like as you're going through this other energy, you're also going to be able to really bring in your energies and strengthen up what you were looking at handling in your life. And I see this as like what they're showing me is some things inside and working a little bit of your energy. I see you doing a little bit of practice, a little bit of energy here and raising up some things that it's time for you to take up that bigger stance. They keep showing me you making some more work for what you wanted. The angels want you out front and center. That's what I'm feeling. They're telling me that you're going to be doing some more strengthening there.
Okay.
You know? And I thank you for calling in. We're trying to roll through everybody. I hope, are we helping you? Tell us the truth. Do I need to be spanked or am I okay?
No, thank you. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. It'll make sense to me. I just have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah, just have a think about it.
Okay, and okay. I apologize to you guys. You can tell, it's like Jethro, you know how I get it. I'm like trying to run through. We've had a lot of emails. There's more of you. They all want to get in. The phones are loaded. So, you know, stop me and say, well, Jethro, you know, I'm always open to suggestions. I'm human, as you guys all know. I have my days. I'm just so happy, and we've got Janine here. We love what the angels are saying. Janine, talk to a little bit and let everybody know about how they can get a hold of you and the great organization that you have that you did foundation, the Crystal Key Foundation.
Okay, well, especially for the show tonight, I have a gift for everybody, which is a free MP3 download to help remove poverty consciousness, because it seems to be quite a common theme that people are struggling with money at the moment. So if they go online and go to crystalkeyhealing.com, they can get their free MP3 there. And the website is just crystalkey.com, and the key is KI, which stands for prana. the chi. So they can also contact me via Facebook by just putting in Janine Regan Sinclair. I've got some help on board this week to help run the site, so that's good news. And my Skype address is J Regan Sinclair.
Very good. You know, and what I love about it is, as we're all working with the energies and what we've got happening here, you know, Crystal Key Foundation, it does do a lot of this on donations you guys do put in. You know, this is a good cause. We're working together not only to help Janine help others, but also to help the humankind. Because, Janine, we were discussing last time, and Kathy was like the first one of our callers and friends in that asked you this question with you. She looked on your site, and you work with the Herkimer Diamond. You are working with what I read here and what I understood on the site towards helping each and every individual become not only, I would say, detoxified, but actually healing them to their highest attunement. Am I correct?
Yeah, my purpose is to give people the tools to help them become fully enlightened. So, and I've developed a complete system of working through the layers of the higher layers of the aura and the higher layers of the self. So you start with just healing your emotional self and the subconscious, and then you work through working with your higher self, and then it goes to your God self, and then up to your soul. And the process is simple to use. It's bringing diamond energy through the body, and diamond nets, a bit like a fishing trawler net being wrapped around you and pulling out discordant energies. And then etheric diamonds that are brought in to replace those. So it's a very simple system. And people can try it for free. There's 9-minute video on my website, so they can go on and have it's to clear fear, the one that's on the website, so, which is, you know, the biggest polluter on the planet at the moment. And the whole system is geared towards giving people the tools they need just to keep themselves ticking over nicely, or the ones that are serious about ascension and becoming enlightened masters and so on, they can continue on and work harder. So it suits everybody. There's something there for everybody.
I love it. And tonight, you guys, make sure we're a little promo here on Spiritual Connection at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on over there, our sister show. Amy Kavanoff will be on there with Dr. Larry Malbury discussing exactly what we're doing. Mondays, we're giving you guys the best of health. You'll see this promoted out there. Janine Sinclair is phenomenal. We're so grateful that she's talking to us across from there. Kelly, our KC Reader, is on next. Kelly, can you hear me?
I can. I'll get yourself.
Great.
I don't
would
have
you like? Good. Would you like to ask our phenomenal hostess here a guest, and what would you like to ask her?
Yes, I actually would.
Hi, Kelly. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? It's like
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. I listened to your previous show too. It's like cool effect, and I love that.
Fantastic.
Anyway. Yeah, it's like I do Reiki, and it's like I was very interested in the. I will go check your website out. So it's like that sounds very, very interesting. But all of us, even if we are enlightened or working with things, it's like we do have things happen from time to time. And I am having some kind of blockages somewhere. It's like I am trying to shed weight because I had hurt myself a while back. And it made it so I couldn't walk real well. And then by the time I finally got to a chiropractor and got some other bodily things adjusted, it's like I put on some weight, and I'm working very hard to try to get it off, and it's not coming off. And it really bugs me because I gained about 50 pounds in 3 months. And it's
wow.
Like I don't care for that. And I know there's some other stuff going on, some other blockages. It's like right now I'm dealing with a sinus infection, but it's like I just look at that as another block. But if you can see, if you can do kind of a scan or do, you know, take a look or, you know, feel what you feel and give me what you got, it's like I am very open to, you know, a doctor never tries to treat themselves. And it's like as psychics and healers, we don't try to treat ourselves. We go to people who are, you know, who are working in the same field as us and get a second opinion besides their own.
Okay. Well, the first thing I can see is that there's quite a lot of dense energy around the back of your sacral, the bottom of the spine there, just below the waist, and around the base chakra. Picking up this is fit. There's quite a bit of fear in there that needs to be cleared out. And your nasal passages need clearing as well. It might be worth you going having some Hopi ear candles. So if you can do you know the Hopi ear candles? They're really good for cleaning sinuses and your ears. In fact, when you have them, you feel like you can breathe through your ears afterwards. They're really amazing.
Wow. Okay. No, I've never heard of those.
Yeah, Hopi ear candles.
Okay.
They're quite big in the UK.
They might not have made it real. They might not have made it this far. I'm not in Idaho.
Okay.
I'm really far over on the west coast. It's like we're in a very rural area.
Okay. We may be able to get them online.
Yeah.
They're not expensive. You're probably talking maybe, you know, $15 or something like that.
Cool. Okay.
They're not expensive. So, yeah, you're basically your lower, the chakras in the base of your body need clearing. There's an issue going on somewhere in a past life with you withholding the weight. I'm seeing a little girl a couple of lifetimes back, and for some reason that the weight is clinging on because of the emotions attached to this previous lifetime. So maybe you need somebody who can regress you back there and sort out what was going on there, and it should help you, you know, shed some of the weight again. We were talking about weight yesterday, actually, and it's generally it's emotional baggage and fear holding the weight. It's not what you're eating at all. The dietitians will kill me for saying that, but some people can just eat and eat and eat and don't put on weight at all because they haven't got any emotional baggage. And then some people can be eating salads and they're piling on the weight because they're holding on to grief or some other emotion deep within them. So I think there's definitely it's something in the emotional layer that needs to be dealt with here that's going to help you lose this weight.
Oh, very good. And we are right here on the energy of it, and we thank you, Kelly. Did that help you?
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was anything possibly this life, because Jethro knows I've had a lot of family members die.
Okay.
So I didn't know if it was possibly any of that or not.
Well, it could be that you're holding on to the grief. If you haven't been dealing with the crying and releasing the grief, that could be something to do with the weight as well.
Okay.
So, but I definitely think you need to find this young girl, and there's something going on there that needs to be looked at.
Very excellent. Very phenomenal. We thank you guys. We're getting to the halfway mark. I love everybody. Relax for a minute. We didn't get to hear our music when we first started. I want everybody to set back. We've still got more callers. We've got more. And we know we've got Janine. Janine's a very committed worker. I want to reiterate to you guys, you know how I am. I bring people in that are gifted and phenomenal. I read our articles. I've been watching, kind of studying on this for a while. I'm probably one of Janine Reagan St. Clair's fans, as you guys laughed at me last week when you realized I was a little flabbergasted when it all actually came together with the angels. But I'm just so excited that we have a chance and opportunity to deal with someone who works on the foundation and the work towards actually healing people. You guys are getting a very good, phenomenal person. Those of you who know my personal story with my healing and work, we're out there to help others, and I feel Janine is one of those people. We love all the positive response. We want you to sit back and relax. We're going to play one of our favorite friends, and who's been teasing me on Twitter, who's looking at talking to us, and that's Linda Irwin. We're going to do a little positive Sunset Lagoon for you guys. Hang on. Thank you. my personal favorite, Sunset Lagoon by Linda Irwin. I've also just got in from the Twitters and other friends that there's four new songs, Psychic Jethro, over on Unforeseen World with Linda. Get with it. Okay, I will. Glad to know you guys. This is Psychic Jethro and loving a Monday day with you live on Psychics Gone Wild with Janine Reagan Sinclair. Janine, let everybody kind of know one more time of where they can catch you on that website for iTunes people.
Okay. The website is crystalkey.com, and the key is spelled K-I. And also I've got an amazing MP3 worth just $15 for everybody, free tonight. It's online till midnight, and that's on crystalkeyhealing.com. So if they just go to that, crystalkeyhealing.com, and they'll get their free MP3 from there. So that can help people cleanse the subconscious mind of belief, you know, limiting beliefs and falsities that are holding them back and making any money, which a lot of problems around there at the moment with the finances.
Very good. And I'm going to be putting that in the site right now. For those of you who've been waiting to get it into the site, you'll see that. It says click here, and that's the site. And it's on the front page for all of you on the computer. You're getting a free MP3. I mean, one of the cool things about it is it'll play music. It'll play Psychics Gone Wild, too. You know, we are on it. So we love everyone. And thank you, Janine. You always bring us in something special. You are Gone Wild. I see why the angels brought you in. You started out the first show giving the first five people that called you a deal. Now you're giving out the MP3s. You are just fun over in London, aren't you?
I like to share. I'll make another one available next week. And I'm still going to keep the offer open for people that would like to have the program on Skype with me, the treatment. So that session is still going to be down to, I think it works out about $240 instead of $780 for the first five callers this week as well.
Excellent. You know, and thank you, Janine. And those of you just heard that, she's given us like over a $500 savings. So she's here helping people. This is what we want. What we love and what we're going to do is we're going to help another person on our Psychic's Gone Wild phone. 509, the money is mine. How you doing, 509? I like that area code. Sorry, it's got a little rap to it. 509, how are you? Okay, 509 didn't want to talk to me. I will never sing again. I'm sorry. You didn't have to hang up on me. You just could have said no, okay? 617, are you there? 617, okay, now you guys are messing with me. I know there's something
okay,
going on.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm getting scared. 717.
Good afternoon, Jethro. How are you?
Oh, very grateful. Was it my singing? You can tell me. You know, there's a reason I'm a psychic.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad. Really, it wasn't.
You know, I did do bad grades in chorus. They just always let me go home and told me to go eat. They never did tell me why. Now I know why.
That's really funny. Hello, Janine. Nice to
Hello.
Hear your
Hi.
Voice.
How are you?
Good. Very good. Actually, I just called in and was listening to the show. I wasn't prepared to actually speak with you, but I have been, I guess, since I am speaking with you, I've been dealing quite a while with a blocked root chakra. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay. Yeah, I can sense what the blockage in your root, and it looks like a big screw. It's dark. It's a dark grey. It's as if the chakra's been plugged, so it's not you're not connected at all to the ground. Really, there's no energy going down there. Do you feel a bit ungrounded at the moment?
Not at the moment. I mean, I feel normal for me, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would have thought, you know, usually when people's base is blocked, they can feel a bit ungrounded, but It looks like there's some kind of grief energy in there. I think this is. It feels like grief is stuck in the base. So, I mean, we can hold grief in any part of the body. Usually, we'd find it in the heart. But that's what I'm picking up here. That this is grief that's blocked in the base there. Has there been any loss around you, or is this? Have you lost an animal or?
No,
Remember,
nothing.
No?
Nothing recent. No.
No. Well, it must be from the past then, because at the moment we're all releasing with the energies that have come in, especially since the 21st of December, we're all releasing some really deep rooted stuff from past lives and this type of thing. So it may not necessarily be from, you know, from this life, but it feels like grief to me. So the, maybe you can just focus on, tune into that area, just take a nice few deep breaths and just focus on that area of your body. And just asking your higher self to let you know what this energy is, and then imagine a big screwdriver coming in and just unscrewing it and pulling it out. Can you do that?
Yes, that's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you. I've never had anybody put it quite that way before.
if you ask the angels, they'll bring in the screwdriver for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're glad to hear from you, and thank you for talking, Karine. I think some of you were also listening in, and I spooked you. Know that it is the energy, so just say hello. I honestly know that the angels do this sometimes. People tell me they call in the show for one, and then they get in, and it gets them two on the queue, and the reason is, just as we saw there with, you know, we heard Kelly, there's other people. Thank goodness Saturday, Amy Kavanoff came in and saved Psychic Jethro, because I was on Saturday. I had worked all day hard. I did a lot of actual physical hands healing and an aura cleansing, and I was in a funky space, and I was really praying. Amy came on and did the readings the other night. So you guys, if you do come in, just talk, work with us. We won't bite. One thing we love about it is I think that she just helped you. And Karine, you stay out there with the angels and work, and I've got to tell you something before I forget. The bracelets that you guys got in the Christmas gifts were from Karine, and I had a lady yesterday tell me she loves you. She wants you to know that you are so remarkable, that she wore the healing bracelet. Her arms have never felt better, and she is now typing faster than she ever did. She wants to know if you could, like, patent those and send them to her other office help. I said, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's great. That's great. I had no idea that, you know, everyone would like them so much. I definitely have to get to work on some more then.
Well, and we bless you, and tell Jim, hey, he was another one of our winners. We love him dearly. And going on with Psychics Gone Wild, we're still staying wild here. We're going to go back and kind of hit a few of the phones. We've got about six more callers. I know it's the afternoon time, so if you are druggy, or, you know, I did scare you away with the singing, I'm trying to get you back. So this is Psychic Jethro and Janine. We're having a blast here. I love what you guys are writing to me. We have some questions here on a few of you that are wanting to know. Janine was... with Janine's gift, did it heighten for you, Janine, when you started utilizing the healing? Did it also become more stronger, your healing, or did your psychic become stronger because you were a healer?
I think when I decided to work with healing, that my psychic abilities did heighten, definitely. I mean, I was a clairvoyant child up until the age of 11, when I closed myself down because it just was a bit too weird at school. And then when my father died when I was 36, I started to have visions again and start to be able to see spirit around people. Quite often, you know, they were a bit off world as well, which was even more weird. And I decided to get myself a lapis lazuli crystal, beautiful royal blue one. And I used to lie down and put the crystal on my third eye to try and open it up. But what I did realize that my vision wasn't as good as some of the other people around me. So I tuned in my other senses. And I used to ask the animal spirits to come and help me, like the bats and the sharks and the dolphins and all of these animals that have got, you know, kind of extra special senses. And then I could feel as well as see. And my psychic ability really did change then, because even if I can't use my third eye for some reason, I can feel things. So I became more clairsentient to energies and clairomniscient as well, as like an inner knowing that there was something there. I didn't need to see it.
I love that. And you can feel the energy. You know, you guys teased me the other night because I had, when we started the show, we had Amy Kavanoff, which is a very positive strength energy of her own, over here in Jacksonville, Florida. And then we had Janine in London, and I'm sitting here trying to, you know, go through this phone, and I laughed. And a lot of you tease me. They go, "I've never heard Jethro stutter," but it was just, it was so immense, and I was just so impressed that I did see, as we've had a lot of one writing, Janine, you can feel the energy. You know, it's like we have Amy comes on and does her Monday night show. She'll be doing hers tonight with Dr. Larry Melbro, and what we love about it is when you're doing the energy, you know, there's no doubt that you're a power beacon with the energy. I've had a lot of people talk to me about doing laying around stones, and they're asking me, I've got a question here that relates to that from AB Arkansas. She's kind of a little nervous about her name, so she's asking if she were to lay stones around and then work with you on the treatment, would she be able to do that through Skype? Could she like call you and then like do stone healing at the same time you were working with her with the treatment, or would you advise not adding extra stones to what you're already doing?
Well, to be honest, I'm one of those healers that I'm happy for people to use other modalities with Crystal Cape because it is such a light, pure energy. I don't think I haven't had any problems with people, you know, working. If you wanted to put stones around, I don't think it would be a problem at all.
Very good. Cool. Very good. Now, you guys are all getting wound up. I do have a personal question here from a friend of mine that I was supposed to definitely ask you this, and I want them. They listen, and then they nag me with it and tease me because they're related, but because I want to know that, Janine, one of the questions they had, and they were really wondering with, as you do this development and you do this work with individuals with the stones, have you noticed that more of the work is going stronger to the stones? Are you sensing and seeing more people resonating to a stronger permanent healing with the diamonds, or is it better to do other stones? Or, you know, this is a stone question. This is all, and I know you guys are going, what? A lot of my friends work and live in Colorado because I'm from the Rocky Mountains, and this is relating to stone-wise. They want to know, what would you suggest are the best healing stones? And, you know, that's what they're asking.
Okay. Well, initially, I worked with solid crystals, but now I work purely, when I'm working with people, I work purely with etheric crystalline energy. So it's not actually solid. I do give solid Herkimer diamond crystals when I give a reading to people because I store the information of their reading in the diamond and then it's posted to them. So they don't get a CD or a tape. They get a Herkimer diamond with their reading in it. But I work with etheric crystals. So, you know, it's different to the solid, but it doesn't. If people come to me, sometimes I may get an urge to pick up one of my crystals if they're here physically and say, can you just hold that in your left hand? And now and then I ask people to hold a Herkimer diamond in their left hand because Herkimer connects you to source and it's a really good crystal if you want to contact a higher vibration and get information and knowledge through. Herkimers are fantastic for that, as well as dream recall and increasing your creativity and lots of other things that, you know, it's explained on my website. But generally, I tend to work with the ethers, so I bring diamond energy down through the body, which is mixed with source energy, so it's very opalescent. It's got all of the colors in it.
Very good. 617, you're on with us. We're here with you. Would you like to tell us it? 617? We've got some people that are just scared of us. We didn't mean to do that. We will be good. I did joke about spanking. You know, I always make those funny jokes. Nobody's in trouble. I'm teasing you guys. I'm being silly. This is Psyche Jethro being me. What we've got and we love with this as we were going through is we've had so many callers call in and have these questions that, you know, we do have this for Janine, anybody that's got that. And we love a lot of you. I know a lot of you said that, you know, you just want to listen. That's a good compliment. That says a lot to me. And we don't mind if you guys do that. It actually kind of makes me laugh. I know when we've done a really good show when I pick up the phone like that and the person is just so intense they're having a little trouble with their name. It's like I've had those days here and I can admit that in public. Speaking of admitting and going into, we're going to grab a hold of our real intense psychic and we all tease her from New York City. Also very gifted mermaid here. Amy, we are going through and discussing. Let everybody know about your show and ask a question here of you've got with Janine.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited because tonight I have Larry Malerba. He is a homeopathic physician and talks about the same kind of healings that that need to take place. So it just dovetails so nicely. I guess the only question I have today. I probably just need some encouraging words. Unfortunately, last night I found out that my house was the house where all the kids hung out in high school. You know, I'd wake up and you wouldn't even know. There would just be bodies everywhere. And I would call them my starfish. And one of my starfish actually grew another arm, but then died in a very tragic fire on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and she's just weighing heavily on my heart. I work in hospice, and I'm well aware of death and dying, but when it's something like this, when it's someone so young and so tragic, she's weighing on my heart that she thought she was burnt beyond recognition. They didn't even know if she was a man or a woman. And so I just need some encouraging words that she didn't suffer.
Oh, yeah. We're going here with the energy, and I do feel that the guides are showing me that that wasn't just the smoke and the things. It is. I do believe, honestly, there is times that our Heavenly Father energies do step in, as we've seen with different people, like in wrecks or other energies. And my heart's going out to you. I mean, you know, being a Kool-Aid parent myself, I tease all of my adopted kids and my kids. They're all the same to me. They're all my children I love. And I do, you know, you have that. It's just as much as a child of yours there. And I feel that they're showing me some of the other energies here. They're also showing me that, you know, this energy and the karmic over there on that side is working real strong towards her and with the other blessings, that I do feel that the thing stepped in and did things. I do think our merciful Lord on the other side, I've had people conflict about this on spiritual ones. I do know that they do put out energies and different things happen for people when things like this happen. And, you know, Janine, is there any words that you'd like to help Amy with at this time?
Yeah, what I'm feeling here is that the spirit was taken out of the body very quickly. So the connection of suffering would have been cut very, very quickly. That's the only thing I can say here, that she didn't suffer as much as you're thinking she did for that reason.
I love that, and thank you for that. You know, and when we're going here with the energy, we know a lot of us, you know, this is the place to come. Psychics Gone Wild is the place to come with your family and friends and bring things. And I, you know, our Amy's been through so much, and we know, I know a lot of you guys have put out a thing. I do work her hard, and I've got to tell you, Amy likes it no other way. The problem that we've got is that you guys know that, you know, Amy helps so many others. I want you guys to put a prayer out and very special work for Amy. Amy's been through quite a bit these last couple months, and we all are working towards giving her that positive energy back that she gives all of us on Psyche's Gone Wild and Spiritual Learning Connection and Unforeseen World. And in her spare time now, she's been doing readings over in Jacksonville. So we're going to want to make sure that, you know, Amy gets that back with her work. And, you know, Amy, my heart going out to you. We are working on coming into the part here with me and Janine where we now are going to sing to you people that won't talk. No, I'm kidding you. We're not going to do that. I go, boy, the phone just cleared all out. No, they won't even do it. Actually, two more. We've got a little bit of more calls, and I know this is Monday afternoon. We've changed our format, and that's the thing that's really what we love, is make a friend of change. We were on at 9 p.m. at night. I got a little joke today. I want to tease you guys, because the biggest thing I've always said was it was our timing being on the most hot time of the day and all that. Today was harder to get in, and I had more people. Janine will tease you. That's why you guys saw I was a few minutes late. It took me 18 minutes to get through, and I'm still kind of giggly about it because I think it was the guide showing me that I didn't know everything, but it also was very silly to me to realize as we're going through this energy, we're going to get through and help you guys. So if you ever have a show or something doesn't go on, as we had a couple of the nights, you know, back before on Spiritual Learning Connection or other programs, just remember we are, you know, human. We are out of help, and please show a little kindness when you email me. I'm a very nice person unless you wake me up at 1 a.m. in the morning and yell at me, where is Amy or where is Jethro? Then I try to be nice, but I'm not always. I am human. So I want to tease some of you guys. I love all of you that are coming in. We're going to turn around and do a little bit more of the work that we've been doing, and that's talking with Janine about. Janine, we have we've talked to you about looking at it, and we're going to do a little projection here. You know, if people were to work with the donations and the other work and other things, you said you wouldn't mind coming over and doing maybe some classes over here in the United States.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I'd like to do this year, is bring Crystal Key to America, because it's, as far as I know, it's the high vibration available on the planet at the moment, and it's very easy to learn. And you can use it on yourself, you can use it on your animals, on your house, on your treatment room, your business, your food. It's even at level one, I teach people how to bring these diamond energy through the planet so that they can keep removing the fear from the mass consciousness and this type of thing. So, yeah, I'm hoping to make some new connections so that somebody can help me out and maybe act as an agent over in New York and, you know, and help me set up over there, really. Come over and teach some workshops, because I think this would go down really well over in the States.
You have me very interested, and all of the ones know on the show, there's some of the gifts one here. We've been looking for some healing. Everyone knows of my Kay Smith, you know, her, my co-writer and girlfriend is so excited about, she is like ready to go and fly with Janine. She just can't get me to let her go, but she's like ready to go. I want to go get this so bad. And when we started doing the class and the shows and putting in the work, Kay was like, you know, here is another, you know, this is an angel blessing, because we got to read it, and you guys haven't got to see the picture. We're going to get a JPEG because of the sites being crazy on here, but we've got a picture we're going to put on of the Janine just sent as a new one of her with her aura picture, and it rocks. I mean, there's no doubt. Those of you who know that we use the Kirin camera, we use a lot of aura cameras, we do a lot of work. Janine is not only the real thing, but she's very much a beacon, just like, you know, Amy and the rest of us are here. And what we love and what we're producing here is we're producing this positive sense, and out there for all you guys to listen in, we want to really continue to strengthen our links and our friendships with everyone. And I got a very nice thing. I have clients in the United Kingdom, and I have friends there, and we had a conversation that they had us do our show the other night on, me and Amy did a show on table tapping. So Janine, I am going to do a little chit chat with you for a little bit while we find out who on the phone wants to talk to us.
Okay.
Is it true in the United Kingdom that with a medium or people there that it's very comparable, and it's not unheard of to do like a table tapping, to do scrying, and all of it's just a normal psychic? It's like something that you would expect from a psychic to come in, or is it something that's a unique gift?
To be honest, if you go, there are quite a few mind, body, spirit festivals around the UK from February to round about October, November time. And if you go to these festivals, you may have 50 stalls, and maybe half of them will be people giving readings and mediums and clairvoyance. It's really popular over here. Really popular. People want to speak to their lost relatives and so on, and it's fairly, you know, normal and acceptable in all walks of life.
I love it. And my friend Connie in Japan, I want to thank you. She's writing in. She goes, don't forget about us over here, that we love her too. So there's another one. And yes, and it is what you were just saying with letting us know with them. It just amazes me that, you know, that this was there. And it's been something that's really unique to me. Those of you who read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, we'll let you guys know that when we talk about the night and the person working within the group, she was from actually England, and she was very phenomenal, as we were talking about with her gift. I am now still, I'm just flabbergasted sometimes with how many different gifts there is. I mean, we all know there's always other levels, but it just amazed me. And we had such a great time the other night discussing this, that we've got a lot of emails, and we'll be talking about this more with different individuals that come in. I want to thank you guys in Germany. We've had a lot of work there. I do thank you guys. I'm Dutch, and I don't know what, but we're getting a lot of things there. We've had a lot of ones asking there about this program. And that's the great thing, is as Janine was telling you guys, you guys over the world can get to us on Skype. I have a pride thing, and all of you know that I do have a map. You'll see when you do a Skype reading with me that behind me is the map, and it's all of my Living in the Psychic Realm, all of the United States ones. We are now working on, we're going to have a world one out, and we're going to put out the clients, and I'll put a little dot for confidentiality reasons, but I'll put something up there to show where my work has done. Speaking of that, Janine, and working with that, you've done this for, am I close? This is like, was this founded in 1993? Am I correct?
The foundation is fairly new. I started working about 10 years ago now, and I started the foundation a couple of years ago. The whole ethos of it really is to enable me to open a big healing center where people can come and learn and be taught, and where hopefully I can help children with serious diseases, because, as you know, Jethro, I know quite a bit about working on cellular levels and the DNA and this type of thing. And as far as I'm aware, there are only I've only come across some couple of Russian scientists that are working at that level. And the whole point of it is basically to have a base where people can come to me and we can have talks and seminars and healing and all sorts of things. I mean, I do plan on actually giving ayahuasca treatments as well. Are you aware of the ayahuasca, the shamanic ayahuasca treatments?
I'm not, but I have a feeling you're excited. You're going to let me know because that's really cool. Well, yeah,
they're quite well known, and in there's a I think it's Temple of Light or something like that. They do ayahuasca treatments, which is it's when you go and stay with the shamans and you drink a special tea, and it causes purging, which can give you quite nasty sickness and diarrhea. I don't use the tea. And basically, the ayahuasca is a plant. It's like a tree, a plant that comes, the energy comes into you and it helps force out your deepest, darkest fears and issues. So it can be quite traumatic for some people because they're really, you know, taken into the dark side of themselves to clear themselves out. But when you've been there and come through that and through the void, it's a massive, you know, healing and an epiphany and release and fantastic stuff. And it's not very common at the moment, but this is something that I've been taught to do by my spiritual guide. So I've got a lot of really kind of new concepts, and they're old concepts, but I'm delivering them in a 21st century fashion, shall we say. So it's taking the old shamanic works and teachings in certain things and converting it to make it something people can do in a weekend, and they don't need to drink the tea and they don't need to be sick to be able to release these things. There are other things you can work with that help you release deep, you know, deep-rooted issues and problems. So that I've got a lot of plans, shall we say, for that coming up in the next year or so, hopefully.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. And I know they were teasing me, and our friend Maggie's in the room. Maggie, I'm trying to get one of those mushrooms. Keep your prayers out for me that I find one here. They did tell me there's a Russian mushroom here in Florida, but it's like, I laugh. Being a psychic, I've narrowed it down to two stores, and the lady was teasing me because it has to be, I guess, asked to get it. And I haven't figured out the clue of it, but I will let everyone know. I want to get one of those mushrooms to do some detoxing. And obviously, this relates to what Janine's telling me, because the guys are telling me I do need this. Now, I laugh. And I want to tease all of you women who are into this, and it's my deepest respect, but I am a baby, and I do think most of us men in this are. I mean, good example, Kay had me doing yoga last week, and it's like the upper dog and some of those other things, they hurt. I'm like, oh, my Lord. And then I laugh because she's like, well, isn't this great? It's like, this is not stretching. This is screaming. And we have a joke now that here you were just telling me this, and you just nonchalantly let me know that I will have diarrhea, be nonchalantly sick. Am I correct? I will be upchucking, and in my spare time I can look forward to a little dizziness to get this out. I gotta tease you. That was just, I mean, you just nonchalantly let me know it's gonna be great after we get you through the dizziness. That's cool. I laugh. I'm teasing. You guys all know how I am. I'm teasing, Janine. But it is true that, you know, it does. You have to get sometimes sick to get better. And what I really want to be impressive to those of you who are coming into this, I want to compliment all of you, all the new followers, the new response that we are bringing it to the airwaves. This is the time in the area here and now in 2013. So that's why you're getting to meet the people that you are. We feel very privileged to, you know, that Janine, you've come on again one more time. She will be here with us on Mondays now. We've started this, and hopefully you guys will be on time with me and Skype. If we're not, just hang around for a second. I'll get the Skype to work, and I'll get with Janine, and we'll smile at you like we did today. Janine, we have 2 minutes. Would you like to tell anybody anything, or what would you like to tell our listeners?
Okay. Well, every week when I'm on, I'll be giving the listeners a free MP3. So that they can start to detox the mind, because detoxing is great, but everything is created by the mind. So you need to start with detoxing the mind and then detoxing the emotions and then detoxing the physical as well. There's no point in just detoxing the body and you've still got a load of rubbish going on inside your mind. So that all of my programs are worked on from the premise of starting with the mind and the emotions and the subconscious, and then working on the energy that's in the body and in the cells and the spaces in between.
Excellent. And those of you on the website, please stay on with us, and we will get you Pamela Cummings' site for those of you who can't find her. She's a Best American Psychic. The best way is to get her on Facebook, or if you look on our site where we promote, we've always promoted her on psychicsgonewild.com, and Pamela rocks, just like me and Janine, so come on in and dance with us. Thank you, Janine. We will talk to you next week. You guys, we're going off the air. I will stay on with you. Answer anything you've got, send you to who you need to be. I know that a lot of you didn't get on the phone. I apologize. When I did call 509-719-87, they didn't pick up. I've got a lot of you guys emailing me. Something's going on with our phones. Drop Blog Talk a line and say, what's up here? Psychic's gone wild. We need to talk to them. We love them. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Bless
you. Thank you. Thank you, Jethro. See you soon.
Take care, Janine.
Okay. Bye-bye.